Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
On today's show, summer arrives at 9:42. Tonight, it is time to celebrate sunseekers everywhere, loving the sunshine, loving summer. What you've got planned, what you love about summer. One of the things we don't like about summer is the severe weather, and it was tornado Thursday in Saskatchewan. Have you seen some of the pictures and video coming out of Saskatchewan this morning? Whoa! Scary moments yesterday afternoon. Thankfully, not much action in Manitoba, but across the border, it was pretty intense. More on the miracle toddler in eastern Canada that was found on the side of the road after being missing for 3 days. This has got a lot of questions, but it is offering a lot of hope to other families who have missing kids. And of course, we have an update on a missing young person here in our area coming up shortly. Also, our sunseekers are starting to spread out everywhere. Summer vacations are taking hold. We've got sunseekers in California this morning, Punta Cana, Las Vegas, Tokyo, Japan. Remember the guy in the airplane washroom who was preparing food? Very bizarre, very weird. Well, he needs to move out of the way for the salad lady. Why are 1 in 3 admitting that they're waking up exhausted? You know what? It's getting to the point where the majority of people are waking up and they're already tired. It's because they are burning out. And what is causing all this? And there was a very special wedding that happened recently with a young woman who had just months ago lost her son in a car accident. It just so happened that she had signed the organ donor card for her little guy. Guess who is helping to walk her down the aisle. Grab some tissues. I apologize.
The emotional first meeting.
Yeah. I love you.
Of a mother and the boy who has her late son's heart.
At that moment, I remember I was crying a lot.
Yara here and her 7-year-old son, Salah, drove 5 hours to be at this North Carolina wedding and finally meet the family who changed their lives. The bride, Casey, had called Yara to personally invite them to the ceremony.
Of course, this is something I can never say no for. And it's been 2 years we were looking forward to meeting her.
Salah was born with a chronic heart condition and spent most of his first 5 years in the hospital. For 3 of those years, he was on the wait list until April of 2023, when Casey's son, Miles, died from brain injuries sustained in a car accident. Through donation, his organs saved the lives of multiple children, including Salah.
Tears, crying, it's the tears of happiness. At the same time, the tears of someone who just lost his life to save ours.
Through a mutual friend, they were able to keep in touch. And a few weeks ago, when the family made that 5-hour drive, Salah's father had this idea.
You want to hear his heart?
Yes!
They decided to bring a stethoscope with them.
We're taking care of him.
Oh my God.
Before the ceremony, Casey was able to hear her son's heart beat again.
God.
And moments later, Salah joined Casey as she walked down the aisle holding her hand. As you can see in these pictures, it was an emotional day for Salah, too.
Did Salah understand what was going on?
We tried to explain everything for him. He knows he got a heart. He knows that there is someone called Miles up in the sky taking care of him. I know that we are very thankful.
Casey was unavailable for an interview, but we did text a little bit. And she told me that this was, quote, the closest I felt to Miles since the accident. I think these families are going to always be in each other's lives.
Ooh-wee! Good way to start the day. You know, a celebration that comes from tragedy. Okay, let's bring this closer to home. And you know what? While we're on the topic of weddings, again, I will remind you that the Weddings by Abbey Open House is tomorrow 11 till 4 at 3G 389 Park Avenue East in Brandon. A chance for you to really plan your wedding in the rain. Yes, it'll be rainy and kind of gross, but inside they'll have expert vendors, delicious food, enter to win some amazing prizes. Special guests will be on location like Oakland Estate, Smoked and Sauced Barbecue Truck, Happy Skin Laser Clinic, and KC Photography. Whether your dream wedding is big or small, Weddings by Abbey is here to make it unforgettable. That's tomorrow 11 till 4 at 3G 389 Park Avenue East in Brandon. We're getting ready for the giveaway on Monday. Tickets to see Gary, the Outdoor Shorts Skydancer Casino, which is coming up on July the 12th. And you could go for free. We're going to have multiple pairs of tickets to be given away. We'll be live streaming from the ticket pickup party in the lobby at the Skydancer on the 12th. And this is of the shows that we have done. This one is really standing out for me. There is just hit after hit after hit after hit for Rascal Flatts. So this is going to be an amazing show. go to this website, SkyDancerCasino.com. Give them a follow on their Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram channels, if you would. They've got a car and bike show coming up on the 27th and 28th, and the Thomas Carnival, July 2nd through 6th. They're 90 miles south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt. At the Elkhorn Resort in Clarksville, Nordic Spa, don't forget this weekend is Yoga with Shane, a foam party coming up on the 24th at a cost of just $12 per person. And we're getting closer and closer to the Roper Romp on the 29th, which is a nod to Three's Company, a nice big retro 70s style dance. I can't wait to see the pictures from this thing, quite honestly. The Regal Beagle Lounge is even going to be operating. The Hawaiian Luau Party is coming back on July the 5th. This is a big deal. There's like pig roast, and they've got tropical drinks, and elkhornresort.mb.ca. It's the no secret sale. It's not a secret sale. Door Crasher Beauty Rest Queen Mattress, lowest price ever at $499. That's amazing. The Duchess Medium Queen Mattress is less than $500 plus. Receive the bonus of 2 memory foam pillows with any purchase while quantities last. And you could take up to 50 months to pay. Leons.ca and at 3635 Victoria Avenue. This is a guy, he simply goes by Barfly. I don't think he's making these videos anymore because I think that he is in the hospital. Made famous by his mile-high garlic shrimp. This guy's nuts. Just to refresh your memory, because we're going to talk about the salad lady in just a second. This guy, in an airplane washroom, makes, watch this. So he's boarding the airplane. He's got some food in his carry-on. He's got garlic and shrimp, and off he goes to the bathroom, runs water in the sink. Oh, my gosh. And then I do not recommend you do this. This is absolutely atrocious. So he puts the shrimp in the airplane washroom sink. He's got garlic butter. Ugh. Oh, this turns my tummy. Oh, my God. He's got instant mashed potatoes he's mixed in the sink of the airplane bathroom. Oh, and then he puts it in the barf bag, mixes it up, and then he goes back to his seat where he's able. Oh, God, I am so sorry if you're eating something right now. Is it possible he's even still alive? And now, not to be outdone, is the salad lady. This is cooking videos at 40,000 feet. Here we go. Gonna get hubby to get the ingredients all over. And she's got her eggs and her salad dressing. Everything seems to be pretty chopped up, though. She's got a lot of stuff. Cracks open the avocado, scoops it out. Cooking shows at 40,000 feet. Now, she took a lot of heat over that video because people are like, "You should." That's a big no-no. You should not be enjoying eggs at 30,000 feet. So she did a follow-up here.
I brought eggs on an airplane. Sue me. People actually want to sue me in the comments for doing that. But I need to tell you something. Hard-boiled eggs only smell when they're overcooked. I don't even bring hard-boiled eggs on the plane. I brought a 7-minute soft-boiled egg, okay? The telltale sign of an egg being overcooked is that it smells and releases that sulfur scent. A perfectly boiled egg does not smell, and I can assure you that. My husband was sitting next to me. He did not once complain about the scent, nor did anyone else sitting around me, nor did the flight attendant, okay?
I mean, there are some things you should not be eating in a coffee room, in your lunchroom at work, and it's like fish is one of those things. You don't want to be like putting fish in the microwave and then everybody's coming into the staff room and go, whoa. I mean, that would be interesting to see somebody open a can of tuna on a plane. Could you get a can opener on a plane? Making tuna sandwiches. How to make friends on an aircraft. Steak, tuna, egg. What else would be awful? Sardines. Oh, Our friends at Sunrise Credit Union wants to remind you, if you're looking at purchasing a vehicle, they would love to be able to help you out with that. Actually, they've got a new program that just started this week called Ready, Set, Buy. It's a wheel deal, 1 year introductory fixed rate at 3.99%. Visit Sunrise Credit Union first with 19 area locations. You can also check them out online at sunrisecu.mb.ca. When you get your supplies at the co-op, you are supporting your local community. It doesn't get any more local than your local co-ops of Western Manitoba. Valley View Co-op announced this week that Kenton Community Enterprises will get $39,000 to help construct a new playground. How cool is that? Part of the Community Spaces Grant Project, so congratulations. And again, one of the many reasons why it's awesome to support your local co-ops of Western Manitoba. At Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. And 1 week from today is the beach party at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue. I am going to be digging out one of my Hawaiian shirts, resurrecting the Hawaiian shirt for the day. I mean, it's a beach party. You got to have a Hawaiian shirt. And they're going to have all kinds of mocktails to sample, I'm sure. They're going to have all kinds of snacks and giveaways. It's Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut on the last Friday of each month. But it is a special celebration. 1 week from today at 1314 Richmond Avenue. I'll be there from 1 till 3. Don't cause problems on the aircraft. As the woman I am about to show you, she lost her mind. Epic meltdown. It's the Tyler Glenn Show Meltdown of the Year Award. Don't be like Leanna Perry. This woman arrives at her seat. Her name is Leanna. And she says that the person that she's sitting next to is too large to sit next to, and she's upset by that, which is ridiculous. I'd be so scared to sit next to this lady. I mean, if she thinks this lady is large, oh, you ain't seen nothing, sweetheart. There is nothing. She has an epic meltdown so big she has to be taken off of the airplane on a stretcher.
Do not touch her. Look at her.
Shut the fuck up. Don't touch her.
Oh, and then the phones come out. And then she starts pulling the lady's hair.
You cannot do that.
Let go, miss. Let go of her hair.
Passengers are trying to restrain her. She's pulling this lady's hair.
We need those 911.
You need to let go. You need to let go right now.
This is insanity.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't want to sit next to a fucking.
Oh, there's a Southwest Airlines staff member, employee.
You guys are already past the point and no return.
You can't even see her stomach.
What an awful person.
Horrible. Look at her outfit.
She is just awful.
Bitch.
And she's making fun of her clothes.
You can't even shut your mouth because you're embarrassed. You can't even see it
because
you're embarrassed. Shut the
fuck up. Oh, whoa. And now they got twist ties on.
Sorry,
they got the zip ties. Here come the zip ties. When do the cops come on?
He's never going to lay it again.
Oh, my God. She's spitting on people. Road Reverend said it. That's exactly right. Open the door. Toss her down on the tarmac. Get her off. She is an awful person. And I guess she forgot that the internet exists and that everybody's got their phones out now. She has to be put on the floor. This is epic. Now she's losing her mind. This is just incredible.
You're not letting me
get the cops on here. Get the cops on here. Okay, we're just going to shut the audio off. This audio's insane. Let's just watch her melt down. People on the plane are like, this is traumatic. She's acting like a kindergartner. I have seen children in elementary school behave better than Leanna here. Leanna is an awful person. What has that guy got? And how is she going to feel when whatever drugs and alcohol she put in her system before getting on the plane actually wears off? How are you going to feel after that? Good luck getting a job. Good luck having any self-respect after that. I mean, the fact that you were calling people names and then spitting on somebody, oh my God. And then she gets taken off. Everybody applauds. Yay! See you, sweetheart. Bye. There should have been like a standing ovation. There she goes. And obviously there's concern in the look at all the phones. Look at the people. I'm just going to
damage this stuff. Yeah.
Leanna Perry, congratulations. You are the worst human being. You get the worst human award. for season 5 of the Tyler Glenn Show. Congratulations. You are an awful, awful human being. The airline is being commended for its professionalism. And, of course, they did have some people that helped out on the aircraft. This was a flight going from LaGuardia in New York to Kansas City on June the 16th. So that happened on Monday. She had a meltdown. The most epic meltdown of all the years we've been doing this show. Unbelievable. Sarah says, this behavior is awful. That is a temper tantrum of epic proportions. Dennis says, can anybody do something, please? No, they're too busy recording the altercation with their phones. Another person that noticed there were a lot of phones out. These stories seem to always be alcohol related. Linda says, hopefully she's on the no-fly list after this. Ron says, imagine being in your 40s and still acting like you're 4.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, where every oil change means a donation to Helping Hands Samaritan House and the Bear Clan, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. AC just not cool enough. Tires may be giving you a bit of a problem. Maybe you need a quick alignment. Go see Murray Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue. As hail continues to make appearances in both Manitoba and Saskatchewan, thank goodness, people from across both provinces will bring a hail-damaged vehicle to Auto Fashion in Brandon. Yes, they come from all over the place. For all kinds of services, autofashion.ca for a complete list of their services. And again, they are MPI accredited. They'll take SGI claims too at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet and Best West Pet Foods. Taste the magical goodness of Kuiper's Family Bakery. Not just good enough that people go and buy their breads and buns and cakes and cookies and cinnamon rolls from there. They take pictures of it. They share it with the world because it's the best in all of Manitoba. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. So what do you think is the cause? Because this happens, I think 1 in 3 is conservative. I think it's like 2 in 3. What do you think is causing you to wake up like, oh my God, is it morning already? Is it time to do stuff already? Oh my God. According to the survey, being interrupted or talkovers in social situations affect 15% of respondents. Awkward small talk follows at 11%. Customer service interactions, 9%. Talking to strangers, 9%. Other social battery zappers include unsolicited advice, office gossip, group video calls. Even seemingly minor workplace interactions drain people and their energy. Coworkers showing you something on their phone made the list. And overly personal conversations also made the list. So during the day, there's a lot that could be zapping you. But as for physical energy, lack of quality sleep is almost half. Wonder what's causing that, though. The lack of quality sleep. MJ says, MF kids. My kids. You mean kids? Everyone with kids is saying it's the kids. Did the kids make the list? Well, I think that, according to this survey, most of it involves work-related activities for emotional energy vampires. Physical energy vampires, 42% say a bad night's sleep. The never-ending cycle of housework and chores came in second place at 30%, followed by financial worries at 1 in 4, bad weather, and 1 in 5 said their social life is awful. And it drains them because they're on their phones and devices trying to connect with people when in reality, as we've talked about a lot this week, the best connections are in person. Pebble says, I wake up really early. I'm up before my kids. I have 3 energy vampires. It's all kids. They never shut up. Quinn says, I get solid 6 hours. I go to bed exhausted, but wake up ready to go. Well, it sounds like your routine is good. You're not one of the 1 in 3. I would say that I am part of the 1 in 3 half the time. I find that, and I think mine is sleep related, because if I take a little bit of melatonin, or I quite honestly force myself to go to bed early one day a week, if you could do that one day a week where you say go to bed at like 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, if you normally go to bed at 11, it's amazing, you know, just having a good night's sleep. I can see how this is true. But the study says weekends don't solve the problem. And isn't that true? We wait for the weekend and the weekend comes and half still feel wiped out on their days off. What's a Sunday night like for you? I bet it's like this.
Oh, it's 4 o'clock. I'm looking at the clock. Oh, it's 5 o'clock and it's Sunday. And
it's kind of the opposite of Friday, eh?
6 o'clock now. I hate Sunday nights. I don't want to go to work tomorrow. I don't want to.
And then your inner four-year-old comes out.
I don't want to go back to work tomorrow. I'm on my weekend.
And it happens to all of us. We're all like that. Don't contact people on a Sunday night. Everyone's miserable. The Sunday scaries, they call that. When asked what you would do with one extra hour of daily energy, it was revealed what they're missing most. Simply relaxing. Everyone is so stressed out. Followed by a little bit of extra exercise at number two. And the bronze medal is just more sleep. We just want more sleep. The survey shows how quickly our energy can take a hit even before lunchtime, say the experts. From housework to weather, it's small. It's a small constant drain that adds up. The solution isn't pushing through. When people are running on empty before noon and the weekend doesn't offer relief, it's time to make change. Real energy comes from small, consistent choices like better sleep. They say hydration is a big part of it too, that having more water will help. Have a wonderful weekend. And if you're going to do some car shopping, make it Murray Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue, Westman's number one EV dealership. Again, more and more Canadians are buying EVs. More tax incentives coming up. Lower maintenance in an EV and lower fuel costs, obviously. So when you're in the market for an electric vehicle, make it Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM and Brandon at 1500 Richmond Avenue. At Eplaw Office on 18th Street, they'll help you with your real estate law, corporate law, wills and estates. Big cheerleaders for the Helping Hand Soup Kitchen and their fundraising efforts for building a new roof there. The 50-50 draw is coming in at close to $4,000 now, so get in on that action with the Helping Hands Soup Kitchen. They're hoping to put that roof on at a cost of $200,000, hoping to raise $50,000 with their fundraisers, and the 50-50 is one of them. So if you can, get a ticket, share the news, spread the word, and let's see if we can get a new roof on the Helping Hands Soup Kitchen. Eplaw Office, big community cheerleader and proud to support the amazing efforts of the Helping Hands Soup Kitchen. And speaking of amazing efforts, again, congratulations to Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba and everybody who bought Smile Cookies for a tremendous opening of the Smile Zone at the Brandon Clinic. My daughter works at the clinic and is telling me that the kids are just loving it. They are loving the Smile Zone. It makes it so much of an easier place to go and see doctor, pediatricians, and so on. Kids are loving it. And, you know, that is, there's going to be more where that came from. You know, the Smile Cookie campaign continues to do good things right across the area. And we look forward to the next round of that to see what's coming next with our friends at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba. Thanks for an awesome week. It was so fun doing the show on location on a Wednesday. And look forward to seeing what's next. And don't forget to pick up one of those big stack sandwiches, the beef and bacon big stack sandwiches. 10 locations to serve you in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. You've always got time for Tim's. This interesting story out of Eastern Canada involving this little girl that was found after 3 days of being missing. This is incredible. I'm not sure what to make of this, quite honestly, because police have spoken to the young girl, and the little girl said that I was just waiting here on the side of the road for my mom. The toddler's mother reported her missing a few hours later at a store 50 kilometers west of Montreal. An employee of the store said the woman drove her car into the parking lot, ran in a panic. So the search began. And the reason that this is an important story is because we have a missing young person in this area. The thing is that it's really a miracle that she was found.
the young girl of 3 years old who was missing since Sunday afternoon. So she was located by a drone of the Ontario Provincial Police, our partners that did join the search today because of a lead that we received that the little girl and the suspect has been observed in Ontario Sunday afternoon. So because of that, we asked our partners to do some search, and they've been able to locate the young girl on the side of the Highway 417. So she was speaking with the police officer. She was alive. We provided some first aid in water and food for now, and she's been taken care of by the paramedics. So the priority is just to make sure she is okay. How is she healthy? And so that's the priority. And I know you all have a lot of questions about how is this possible, or how she been...
That's really the big question. How is this possible?
I have the same questions myself, but all I can tell you right now is we're happy that she's alive. It's the best scenario possible. We were today feeling that we were advancing, and we had some leads, new leads, and so that's the best scenario possible. The authorities of SQ and OPP are going to do a press conference later tonight, and I hope you're going to get some more information and details. I know the population wants to know more.
Yeah, like how is that even possible? Because it's a toddler. I mean, we have a missing person in our area who's 18 years old. An 18-year-old and a toddler are very different as far as their ability to take care of themselves. And so I think that the truth will come out involving the toddler in the coming days and weeks. To bring this back home and to end where we began, the search for 18-year-old Owen Bedford will continue again this morning at 11 o'clock at the Keystone Center, at the tent area of the Keystone Center. This is the young man who's missing in our area. So we are hoping for a similar outcome. Oh, you know what? He took a cab over towards Giant Tiger and then jumped on in another vehicle and took off, and he's maybe in Portage, or maybe he's out camping at some place. I don't know. What I do know is there were encouraging leads discovered yesterday. I think that what we have to do is draw hope from what happened out east with this little girl. And if a little girl was able to survive by herself for multiple days, because she too went missing on Sunday, then Owen has got to be somewhere. And let's hope and pray for the family, and let's hope for positive things for next week and beyond, okay? Happy first day of summer, Sunseekers. Get out and enjoy it. Enjoy that beautiful sun today while we've got it, because it is going to be a bit of a rainy weekend. Good luck to Abby and her crew with that big wedding open house this weekend. And we will be back again on Monday with more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Tracy, thank you for keeping us updated, and appreciate hearing from you, Tracy, and our best to the family and the volunteers. And again, positive thoughts, positive vibes. It is the first day of summer. Thank you, Sunseekers. We'll see you again on Monday.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.